Welcome, everyone. I'm Kimberly Boschman, and this is the Intentionally Intuitive Podcast. In this episode, we're going to take a look at the full moon that's occurring on March 18th, 2022. This, of course, is a general reading. If you would like a personalized reading, please book some time with me. My information is in the description box below. So this is a very potent 18-9 energy being illuminated at this time. And we're also in a 9 universal month of March, so it will feel even more amplified. So I'm going to be focusing mostly on the influencing energy of the 18 in this forecast, but for a greater understanding of the 9 energy this month and for this illumination as well, be sure to listen to the March monthly forecast for your individual life path number. They're up now. So check that out. That will give you the most in-depth overview of that 9 energy. So some keywords or sort of main areas of focus for this full moon are vivid imagination, healing energy with self, relationships, others, so on, tolerance, justice, integrity, and truth, focusing on health, so body, mind, and spirit. There is a synergy between a healthy mind, a healthy spirit, and a healthy physical body, and this energy will help us to sort of see where we're out of sync with that. Pay attention to the illuminating guidance of your being now, so your intuition, when it comes to the next steps, people and situations. This illumination is really going to sort of highlight or focus again, where it is that we need to take next steps, but it's all going to be sort of driven from that internal compass. This can be a time for personal evolutionary growth and development, so balancing those lower self energies with the higher self energies, finding ways to get grounded while also keeping the channels wide open to your higher consciousness and becoming your own bridge between the physical and the metaphysical. So this will require exploration to determine what works for you and what doesn't. Once you find what works, then the work becomes finding ways to maintain that balance. 18 energy can bring sort of this unsettledness, which can create sort of an increase in deception, rashness, anxiety, and carelessness. So you may need to slow things down now and pay more attention to the cues of your body within the present moment. So what do you need right now? What's happening right now in this moment that needs your actual attention? When your body gives you these cues, it's very important to honor what you need and don't be afraid to communicate those needs to others so that they can respect those boundaries and offer assistance if needed. So remember, if we always leave it up to the other person to play sort of a guessing game with what we need, chances are very good that they will guess wrong. And, you know, that's not their fault, but it's our personal responsibility to be able to communicate those needs and those boundaries to others and then take the guesswork out of it, right? So what do you need in order to feel supported or to feel seen and heard within this moment? Communicate that and allow those who are capable of showing up in that way to support you in that way, while also respecting your boundaries, right? Nobody is a mind reader. I think that as humans, we just assume that the other person is going to just know what we need. And that's just typically not the case. Nobody is a mind reader. So communication can bring so much clarity, harmony, and balance into any experience. It's just that we have to take responsibility to initiate and then continue to contribute towards that communication. It definitely takes, you know, everybody within that party to be able to show up in communication, but ultimately we're only responsible for how we initiate that and how then we continue to participate. This 18-9 energy also creates a supportive period for getting organized. This is a great cycle to start to organize your life, your environment, to finish up those loose ends, such as any projects that keep, you know, you keep putting off and that are sort of creating clutter. This is a beautiful energy for clearing up that clutter, body, mind, soul, and environment. So what are you clinging to that is just taking up space now? In astrology, this full moon falls within the sign of Virgo, which is a beautiful energy for getting organized. So definitely use this energy to the best of your ability to clear the clutter, to get organized within your life. And then when you create that space, you'll see how sort of less claustrophobic it feels, how less anxious you may feel. And that includes clearing the clutter, you know, within your mind, any of those thoughts that are keeping you held back, that are convoluting the path forward, right? Same thing with relationships. If you have relationships that you continue to show up to and participate in that are just cluttering up your experience, then this is going to be an illumination that's going to help you kind of take focus on where it is that maybe you need to redirect, right? So I hope it's a beautiful full moon for you all. I think it will be. Definitely a lot of internal focus as well as external. So this is really a very holistic energy that we're working with this 18 energy. And then the 9 energy being the humanitarian, so that brings in the community as well. So lots of dynamic energy happening at this full moon. So anyway, I hope it's a great one for you all. Thank you so much for listening. Take care, everyone. Bye for now.